America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Don Bailey Jr. is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. And he, of course, the radio analyst for the Hurricanes football broadcast. He'll be on the call this Saturday, noon kickoff. The undefeated Miami Hurricanes taking on Georgia Tech. Hello, DBJ.
How you doing?
Well, we're great. And obviously, I'm imagining you are as well. You're calling games for an undefeated team. We've been waiting a long time for this kind of season. But Crowder and I have not yet heard. We have not gotten to your call this week from the Duke game. We're under the impression you did one call during the Duke game, correct?
That is correct. It was a nail biter. I could not work anything else.
No, that's fine. Like the fact that you've been able to work them into all the games this season, because some of them have come down to the final play, as we know. We're going to listen.
Was it really a nail biter though? In the second half, they won by 30. Like
you know what, Channing. Everybody asked me, all, and they probably do this to you too. What do you think? I mean, I got to turn my phone off, right? And I really have not. I have really not felt Miami was threatened at all this year. Now I don't want to sound like a tough guy, but you know,
the Cal game.
But you know, for some reason, I've just been very confident with how they've gone into every single game, and you know, I hope that doesn't, you know, catch them. But I wasn't worried when Duke got ahead. It just is a matter of time with how this offense runs. That it just kind of is par for the course on how these things turn out.
It reminds me of the older Canes teams where it didn't matter how many you were down by or what the situation was. You just knew that they were going to come back and win. I think that's a byproduct of having Cam Ward as your quarterback, but it is an enjoyable way to be able to view the games. But regardless, here's what I wanted to do, DBJ. We're going to all listen to the call together because we haven't played it on the air yet. So Here's what we gave him. Solana, play what we gave him. We gave you because it was Halloween week. And you had joined us on Halloween itself, I believe. Here's the call, the thriller line that we gave you. Here is, and again, we have not yet heard it. Here's what Don Bailey Jr. did during the game.
Hand off. Inside for Lofton. Lofton driving forward. He's in for a touchdown.
That's it.
Touchdown, Miami. Lofton scores. Elijah Lofton with a touchdown. And Miami takes the lead at Hard Rock Stadium. It's a 2-yard touchdown for Elijah Lofton. And Miami has the lead at Hard Rock Stadium.
Because this is thriller night, and no one's going to save you from the beast about to strike, and that strike is coming from Miami, Joseph.
That was good, DBJ. You cannot sing, though, bro. That was
at all. Bro.
I don't know what note you hit there in the first line, but that was rough.
They kicked me out of church. They won't even let me in the church choir.
that was good, though. That was good. I'll give you an A-plus on that one.
In my mind, it comes out of my mouth. It's two different.
I thought it was excellent. We've got some new ones for you for this coming Saturday, but I will ask you a couple of Canes questions. Hurricanes, sure. Number four in the college football playoff rankings. Is that correct? You have any problems with the first release of rankings?
I don't, but I want you to, I'll give you the God's honest truth on Bailey's side. I don't pay any attention to that. We got to get through, hopefully, that ACC championship game, and then I'll start looking at it. You know, I kind of buy into that. Let's take care of today, and tomorrow will take care of itself. But when you look at it on a national level, I think that's about right for sure. I definitely do.
And, DBJ, we talked to Joe Z, we talked to John Michaels, a bunch of Canes, and they keep bringing up this damn quarterback for GT. Is the Georgia Tech quarterback, is that big a difference if what's his name, Haynes King plays over the other guy?
You know, Channing, I watched some of that this morning, and the other kid's pretty darn good. I mean, he's just inexperienced. I think that the other kid, I think it's Philo, I think, as time goes by, he'll surpass Haynes King. But Haynes King is listen, the biggest thing about him is he can run the football. He's their second leading rusher and hadn't played in 2 weeks. And, you know, he pulled the rabbit out of his hat against Miami last year and marched him down the field in three plays and put up a score. So I think I would rather see the younger one only because you can mess with his mind a little bit more than you can Haynes King. But I'd much rather see the younger one, but they both can play. But as for tomorrow or for Saturday, excuse me, I would much rather play the younger kid than Haynes King.
Do you have any kind of trepidation about Saturday? Because we you know, Joe Z and John Michaels, like I look at the three remaining games and you've got Georgia Tech and you've got Wake and you've got Syracuse. And you said just moments ago that you really haven't felt nervous all season long, no matter what the situation was. Do you have any trepidation going into this Saturday game on the road at noon?
I don't. I don't because of the simple fact is I've watched this team prepare every week, and they are taking an emotional business approach. And you say emotional, yes, because when it comes time to the game, they're ready to play. They get up and they play and they stay in it as best as you can and they perform. But I just like the way that they understand that it is a weekly goal and, you know, to be 1-0. And I think that was a great mantra for Coach Cristobal because that's the approach that they've had. And I feel confident in the fact that they have such a business approach and we're starting to see things evolve in Coach Dawson's offense. I mean, there's been new formations and new player personnel groups and stuff like that happening. And I saw four takeaways last week by Coach Guidry's defense, and that overcomes everything. So, you know, you can talk about any position group or what's wrong on the defense. You keep winning, being positive two or positive three every single week, you know, that covers a bunch of stuff up. So I'm very confident that they should win this game. Now, they go out there and quarterback, you know, implodes, and we haven't seen, and he throws four picks or does, we fumble the football four times, you're probably going to be in a dogfight. But if something like that doesn't happen, I feel very confident Miami should win this football game.
And DBJ, with Xavier Restrepo, who just broke records at UM, and we talked about it all week, talking about Michael Irvin's, Andre Johnson, Santana Moss, is like just amazing Hall of Fame type receivers. I hate when people do the cliche of that he works hard and he catches extra balls after practice and he's the first one in the building, last one out of the building. What really makes him special? Because a sorry dude can go to a facility and sleep there and he's not going to break UM records. What makes Xavier Restrepo special?
Well, you know what, Channing, if you look at it, this is year five. This is how I look at it. This is year five. He's gone off the charts in year four and year five. It's popular to leave after 3 years. Well, he hung around for year four and had a great year last year, 1,000-yard receiver. He hung around for year five and is now the number one receiver in the history of the University of Miami. And it's been around almost 100 years. So I think the fact that he has matured, I respect the fact that he has hung in there with different coordinators and quarterbacks and done all of that and learned the game. But all those things that you think are cliche – That works. I mean, and it works for him, but he has just got a burning desire to be the best that he can be. And it's not today, it's every single snap. And I really think that his focus, and he's a lot better to me this year than he was last year. I see him doing way more without the football this year than last year. And he has earned the right to be where he is in the record books. And he's earned it every single day. And he's gotten better every single game and every single year. But if you ask him, I guarantee you, he'll tell you this year is his best year, period. But with how, not just performance, but how he's approached the game.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.